This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Dear brother and sister, may Allah's blessing be upon all of us. Today, I would like to share with you a very important topic that is called Deenul Islam. Now this word, Deen, is always been mentioned when we talk about Islam. In the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did mention few times in different area or different surah of the Quran. Number one, Allah said, indeed the Deen that Allah accept and recognize is only Deenul Islam. In other words, Allah said, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Whoever accept other than the deen of Islam, whatever he do will not be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in the hereafter he will be a loser. And in Surah Al-Kafirun, Allah used the word, the same word, لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ وَلِيَدِينَ. And to them is their deen, and to us, we have our own deen. So what do we understand about this word deen? What do we understand? Because this kalima has been mentioned again and again in different places in the Quran with different meaning. Number one, I like to remind myself and all the fellow Muslim brother and sister, the word deen is being translated to other language as religion. Now this word religion, when you talk about religion in the concept of what the majority understand about religion, is a belief. But Deenul Islam is not just a belief, but it's a complete way of life. Now Allah said, the only way of life that He accepts is Islam. Because Islam is not just a belief, but it's a complete way of life. Allah in the Holy Quran remind us, and this is what we always say in our prayer, قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Say, all mankind, you must always remember that indeed your prayer, إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي, and whatever sacrifice that you offer, your life, whatever you do in your life, and your death must be for Allah alone. Now this is what deen is. That means you must submit yourself totally to Allah's system. Now all I can make it simple for you to understand is that deen means the do and the don't. But usually people say religion. What is religion? Everybody said this religion, that religion. But Islam always use the word deen. When Islam use deen, that means Islam is talking about a particular religion, not all religion. When you talk about deen, to be brief, it means we are talking about the do and the don't. Now, people also will ask us, what is the difference between our deen and other people's religion? When other people, when you talk about religion, you just talk about belief, but it's not a complete way of life. But you talk about Deenul Islam, you talk about Tawheed, about believing in Allah as the creator of all things, Allah as the sender of all prophets and the revealer of all truth. He gives us life, He takes our life, He gives us everything that we need. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to know. In the Quran, Allah emphasizes, فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ. Even if you want to know Allah, you must seek knowledge. You must have knowledge about Allah, about Allah's existence, about Allah's power. This is very important. So we are not supposed to come to this deen by just saying that my mother, my father is Muslim, so I am Muslim. Yeah, you can be a Muslim, but you may not understand what is the deen if you don't really seek knowledge and try to understand how the Prophet have taught us about this deen. And one of the saying of the Prophet again, Ad-Dinun Nasiha, they use the word Deen means, deen is nasiha. Religion is good advice. And then the Prophet was asked by his companion, Liman ya Rasulullah, if we are going to advise, for who do we advise? To who do we advise? And the Prophet said, Lillah wa li kitabihi. When the Prophet said Lillah, the companion was a bit surprised. Are we going to advise Allah? Who are we to advise Allah? The Prophet said, no. The meaning of advising Allah means that you should advise for the sake of Allah. So that's why Islam always remind all the Muslims to keep on reminding each other, advising each other, because there is the core of the deen. You got to remind each other. You got to help each other. You got to alert each other about what is happening around our environment. And the Prophet emphasized, when you talk about deen, the deen must lillah, for the sake of Allah. Wa li kitabihi. A lot of people may say, I'm doing this for the sake of Allah. I'm doing that for the sake of Allah. But do you follow His guidance? Because when you talk about deen, the only deen that Allah recognizes is what is written in the Quran and what is written in the saying of His Prophet, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Not just any ordinary book, no. So Allah, the Prophet emphasized, if you do something for Allah, you must always follow Kitab Allah. A lot of Muslims say, I'm doing for Allah's sake, but they are not following the guidance of the Quran. That means they are not following the deen. And the Prophet emphasized again, after you follow the book of Allah, wali rasulihi, and you must also follow the teaching of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is the deen. Now, if you want to do something, example, if Allah said, Aqimu salah, establish your prayer, you may pray, but if you do not follow the way of the Prophet, your prayer will not be accepted. Because the deen is not what you think or what you want to do. It's what Allah wants you to do and what the Prophet have taught us to do. That is the deen. Wali Rasuli. And also the Prophet emphasized, Wali a'immatul muslimin wa ammatihim. Meaning, the deen of Islam is not only for a particular group of people. Deen can go, and nasiha also can go from top to down and down to the top. It works both ways. And the deen, when you say about nasiha, we can remind each other among fellow Muslim brother and sister as normal citizen. But also, deen of Islam must reach to the authority and do not make this deen so narrow that you just talk about praying, fasting, hajj, zakat, but you don't talk about the way of life. When we talk about the way of life, the first thing, deen of Islam emphasizes the importance to know Allah. That is tawhid. From tawhid rububiyah to uluhiyah to asma wa sifatihi. Second thing, after knowing Allah, then you should know the do and the don't of Allah. There is the Sharia. There is a hukum. It's not enough by knowing, yeah, I know who is God, I know Allah, but you don't even recognize His law, His divine law. So how are you going to live according to His guidance if you do not know His law? So the Sharia will come in. After the Sharia is perfect. What Allah has put in the Quran for us is the best. The law of Allah is the best law for all mankind, not only for Muslims, for everybody. Now, if the law is good, but if you don't have adab and akhlaq to implement the law, then you can create another fitna to the deen. So that the third important thing to learn about this deen is to know the adab, the manners, the character. It's very important, the adab in Islam, or they call akhlaq. Everything you do in Islam, there's a lot of adab. You want to worship Allah, you must have an adab. You must know the manners to worship Allah. Even when you want to become the followers of the Prophet, you must have an adab. You want to talk to your parents, you must have adab. You want to stay in the community, you must have adab. You want to be a worker, employer, you must have adab. You want to be a husband, you must have an adab. You want to be a father, you must have adab. This is called akhlaq. Now, under the Sharia, we talk about the deen, a shumul, a complete way of life, we have four important things that you must try your level best to understand. Number one, they call ibadah, your personal relationship with Allah, like fasting, zakat, hajj, salat. All this is your personal responsibility towards Allah. Your dua, your qurban, everything to do with zikir. And then you have another responsibility too, because deen is not something for you to do with Allah and you leave other thing aside, or you just said, my responsibility is with God, I don't care about other people. You cannot do like that, because that is not the deen. The deen said you have a responsibility with you and God, and after that you have another responsibility between you and fellow creation of Allah. Because Allah said, "Duribat alaihimu zillatu aynama thuqifu illa bihabli minallah wa habli minannas." Meaning, the curse of Allah will fall upon anyone wherever you are, except those who have a good relation with the Creator Allah, and also in the same time, he have a good relationship with fellow mankind. Now come to fellow mankind, you come to the second category of the Sharia, that is called Mu'amalat. That means your social responsibility, your duty towards the community. Because Islam not a religion that talk about you yourself. It's a religion belong to everybody. It belong to the community. So you got to share it with the community. You've got to talk, you got to look into the welfare of the community. About food, about water, about agriculture, about business, loan, about development, hospital, education, anything, the needs of the community is part of the Sharia, is part of the deen. And then after your commitment with the society, with the community, then you move to the third category you call Munakahat. Munakahat means marriage law, family law. Islam teaches you, first, you're responsible with Allah, second, within the community, with the society, third, a mini society, a small society that is within you and your family. When talk about marriage, you are not talking about two individuals, the male and female, husband and wife. You are talking about two families is merging together. There is a concept of marriage in Islam. You are not joining just two individuals, but you are merging two big family together. And in Dimna Munakahat, then you have the rules of how to get nikah. If something happened after nikah, there will be a divorce. How to go about it with divorce. After that, you want to reconcile again. And later on, if something happens, somebody passed away in the family, about the inheritance, the right of the husband, the right of the wife, the responsibility of the husband, the responsibility of the wife, and our duty towards the children. And all this is in the category of munakahat. Anything you need to know about a family in Islam is written in the Quran, and it's been taught by our Prophet ﷺ in the name of Dinul Islam. Now, after doing that, then the fourth category is jinayat. It's about civil and criminal law. Islam is not just a religion to teach you about how to pray, fast, and so on, but in the same time, teach you how to maintain peace, how to maintain security for everybody who live on this earth, who feel secure, and they will exercise their right, being a human. And remember, brother and sister in Islam, if we choose to live accordingly to the divine guidance, the deen of Islam, Allah is sure to bless your life. And you are sure to be a successful Muslim in this world, and you'll be a successful person in the next world. Because Allah said, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Indeed, the successful one is a person who believe and have faith in Allah. Who is a person who have faith in Allah? الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. Is a person who are so involved his life in worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when he worship Allah, he do not just worship Allah with his body or with his mind, but with his heart, with full concentration, very focused. In Islam you call khushu. That means you know what you are doing, what you are reciting, the movement. You know why you do that. That means you do your prayer with full of knowledge and consciousness. Then only you will achieve khushu. And this is very important. Because a lot of people who pray, but they don't have khushu. But we want to perform our prayer with khushu. Because performing prayer without khushu, Allah have warned us. أَلَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ. They are a group of people who perform prayer, but they do not remember Allah. They do not know what they are doing. They just submit themselves bodily, physically to God, but not with their mind, not their heart. For this, Allah said, فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ. These kind of people will enter hellfire because they are not praying to Allah. They are playing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's very important. If you want to be a successful person, don't forget to accept the deen as a total, not halfly or quarterly. Because Allah said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أُدْخُلُوا فِي السِّلْمِ كَافَّةً. Meaning, Allah is telling us, if you want to enter my deen, if you want to be a Muslim, you must enter this deen totally, not halfly. What do you mean by totally? Meaning, you must Islamize your mind, your way of thinking must follow Islam. You must Islamize your heart, the way you feel. You must Islamize your eye, the way you see things. You must Islamize your hearing, your ear, so that you always hear things that Allah wants you to hear. You must Islamize your tongue. You only talk what Allah wants you to talk. You must Islamize your hand. Your hand will do things or hold things that is halal for you. You must Islamize your leg. That means your leg must bring you to places that Allah is pleased with you. That's how you make totally Muslim. Not only I'm a Muslim by name. I'm a Muslim, yeah, by tradition. Because my father, my mother, Muslim. It's not like this. If you think that there is enough, that's why you see there are a lot of Muslims who are very ignorant about the deen. They do a lot of things against the deen. But they are Muslim. Because they don't understand what Allah wanted from them. They thought because I have a Muslim name, if I pray once in a week also I'm a Muslim. Well, Allah never said that. Allah wants you to be a Muslim to accept this deen as a whole. Udkhulu fi silmi kaffa, as a whole, not halfly. So it's important for us to understand the deen that we are involved in. Because we do not want to be the cause, you know, that create fitna to this beautiful deen. And we hope that all the brothers and sisters will understand the spirit of Islam. Because without understanding the proper deen, we are going to be a loser in this world. That's why I see everywhere you go nowadays, the Muslim seems to be a loser. They have been humiliated by a lot of people. Why? Because they do not uphold their deen. They are not proud to be a Muslim. You see, a Muslim is not my deen. The dressing must be Muslim. The way you talk, the way you think, the way you socialize with people, everything must be in the context of Islam. Then whatever we say to Allah, we are true with our word. Inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alamin. Remember, your prayer, your sacrifice, whatever you do in your life, you're working, you're eating, you're drinking, whatever you do. And also, you want to make sure that you do not live as a Muslim only, but you want to die as a Muslim. And then you want to die as a true believer. You want to die as a husnul khatimah. You want to die in a way that Allah is pleased with you. Because you know death is only once. You experience death only once. So you want to make sure that you choose to die in the best way, in the way that Allah is pleased with you. That's why Allah said, وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. Remember, after you become a believer, make sure that you will never die. Make sure that you will never end your life until you are sure that you have completely submit yourself to Dinul Islam, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is your creator. And when you die, you are going to see Him because He created you with a purpose. Allah created us with one purpose. Allah said, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I, Allah, do not create the jinn or the ins, mankind, except for them to worship Me alone. That is the purpose of our creation. we must not forget that we are here to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And make sure that you do not worship Allah only when you are young, but you also worship Allah when you are old. You will keep worshipping Allah until the end of your life, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless us. And when Allah bless us, and while you are making your salat, you're making your prayer, you always make one short dua, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَا وَقِنَا عَزَابَ النَّارِ. We hope that Allah will accept this prayer of us. We always ask Allah, O Allah, give us the best. Give us success in this world. We want to be successful in this world. In the same time, O Allah, give us success in the next world. We do not want to be successful in this world, but we are unsuccessful in the next world. We also want to be successful in the next world. And also at the end of the day, we say, وَقِنَا عَزَابَ النَّارِ. And O Allah, we are asking you with your mercy to forgive us and save us from hellfire. Because none of us, even how bad a human is, have the intention to go to hellfire. Because we know, fellow brother and sister, hellfire is not a place that anyone who know what is hellfire would like to even stay there for 1 second. Nobody can face hellfire. But if you want to save yourself, the best way is come back to the Deenul Islam. Come back to the deen that Allah have promised us, that if you follow this deen, if you take care of this deen is going to take care of you. This is very important. But if you declare yourself as Muslim and you have Deenul Islam, you don't take care of this deen, you don't follow this deen properly, you play around with this deen, now there will come a time this deen will depart from you. Whether you depart from him or he will depart from you. And when he depart from you, that means you are not safe anymore. In this world, you will not be blessed. In the hereafter, you will be a loser forever. So we do not want for us to end our life to be a loser. Maybe we'll be a loser in this world for a while, but make sure that you do not be a loser in the hereafter. So please, come back to the Deenul Islam in the way Allah wants us to understand. And remember, you cannot understand the complete Deenul Islam without following his beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Because Allah command us to do so. Allah say in the Holy Quran, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّنَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمْ اللَّهِ. Say to the people who claim that they love Allah to follow you, O Muhammad. By following Prophet Muhammad, then Allah will accept our love and Allah will love us back. And when Allah loves us, fellow brother and sister, we have been blessed and Allah will forgive all our sin, and inshallah, we will die as a Muslim, a mu'min, and a muhsin. May Allah bless all of us, and may Allah help those who help themselves. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.